Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed says there was one big mistake in the city's handling of the storm, failing to coordinate closing times for schools, businesses, and government.
During the day, we have 1 million to 1.2 million in the city, and all of those people were out in very bad weather. So it hampered our ability to get our equipment on the ground and to prepare the roads for that.
The state had been warned since last week the storm was coming, bringing potentially dangerous conditions. Hitting around noon Tuesday, the storm blanketed the metro area with around 2 inches of snow, icing roads, clogging the interstates, and leaving some drivers stranded in their cars overnight. The problems led Governor Nathan Deal to call a state of emergency for all 159 counties. Reed said the response was a big improvement over the response to the 2011 storm that essentially shut down the city for 3 days, though that storm hit on a Sunday night.
In 2011, the first day was like a play day. The second day was what's going on. And the third day, you know, members of the community were rightfully frustrated, and we mobilized. We were mobilizing for the first minute here.
Reed says the city is coordinating on the state level with the Georgia Department of Transportation, the State National Guard, and the State Patrol to help stranded drivers in the area. He assured that city roads had been treated prior to the storm and plows were out shoveling streets. Atlanta Police Chief George Turner said around 900 accidents were called in due to the storm, and an untold number of people were still stranded on area roads. Turner also said a total of 8 schools kept some students overnight, adding that was the right decision on the part of Atlanta Public Schools.
We believe that the shelter in place was the best result for our situation overnight.
As for a solution, Fire Department Chief Kelvin Cochran said,
"None of these issues will begin to diminish until our city experiences a significant thaw."
The city could be in luck, though. The National Weather Service says temperatures are supposed to tick back up above freezing Thursday. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.